With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Groundbreaking on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between the Los Angeles area and Las Vegas is just about here. A ceremony by Brightline West is set for today in Las Vegas with U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. The company plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga. The track will be laid in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists sitting in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. California legislators passed a law 2 years ago requiring a 3,200-foot setback between new oil wells and community areas. But the law was put on hold by a referendum. Advocates are seeking other routes to address the issue. CAP Radio's Manola Sakaita reports.
Advocates said the 3,200 setback law would help prevent health issues caused by living near leaking wells. But after oil and gas industry pushback, the law is now on hold until November, when voters will decide whether or not to keep it. In the meanwhile, advocates have shifted their focus to other bills. Jamie Court is the president of Consumer Watchdog.
So these bills would not be here but for the fact that the drillers are fighting the setback law.
Court's nonprofit is sponsoring one of the bills. It would hold oil and gas well operators liable if a person living within 3,200 feet of a well experiences a negative health impact linked to it.
So if the driller's going to drill and they're not investing in preventing leaks, then they are going to be liable anytime someone gets cancer, a prenatal defect, or has a severe respiratory problem. And they can be liable for up to $1 million.
If the bill was made law, the onus would be on well operators to prove they used the best available pollution control technology in an effort to mitigate health impacts, or that the impacts came from another source. Manola Sakaita, CAP Radio News.
It's on California's flag and seal, but the grizzly bear is no longer in the state. The animals were wiped out because of overhunting and habitat destruction. The state Senate has passed a resolution declaring 2024 the year of the California grizzly bear. Santa Cruz Democratic Senator John Laird is the author.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the last credible sighting of a live wild grizzly bear in California. This year, more than ever, we should reflect on its loss and do everything we can to ensure no other native species goes extinct under our watch.
An estimated 10,000 grizzlies inhabited California at the time of European settlement. Today, there are only about 2,000 bears left in the lower 48 states and none in California. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.